For decades, one could simply walk into City Hall in downtown Buffalo and go straight to their desired destination. No checking in with security and no screenings. That's coming to an end this week. Buffalo Police Lieutenant Jeff Rinaldo, during a Tuesday news conference, noted that private armed guards were already patrolling the building, the first step in new security measures.
We have started this as a soft rollout, meaning that for today and tomorrow, you'll see the presence at the building, and then the metal detection and screening should begin later on this week.
The changes do not excite Buffalo Common Council President Darius Pridgen. He told WBFO when he first introduced a resolution addressing security, it was not because he wanted the changes, it's because he recognized that in today's world, those changes were necessary. He adds that there have been a few incidents over the years in City Hall requiring police intervention, but nothing that ended in tragedy. He and his peers would like to keep it that way.
Once an incident happens, it's too late to turn around and go, we shoulda, we coulda. If we can, we should. And that's the steps that the administration brought to the council and that the council approved.
Police say the public is already accustomed to tighter security at public gatherings such as local sporting events. Pridgen says City Hall will still remain the people's building. Tours and the observation deck will still be theirs to enjoy once they clear security. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.